I want you to get naked. Now look down. What do you see? There is not much to see between your legs, and you know it. You know that the penis, let's call it dicklet, it's useless, small and pathetic. It just hangs in there. You are never very sure about your sexuality, admit it. But then when you start to meet women, you realize that you can never be good enough to satisfy them with that. You do not deserve to put it inside a woman. It would be such a big disappointment, and you know it. Not good enough. It is better locked away, covered. That's why I think you're a smart boy. That's why I like you. Because you know very well you do not deserve to be inside. You do not deserve to do the penetration. But there are other ways in which you can be a very good male. You can please me so well. As long as you are my obedient pet, my good little bitch, ready to take pain and humiliation for my pleasure. I like that about you. I like that you are smart. I like that you understood that dicklet of yours does not deserve my attention. And as I'm talking with you, I think you get a little bit horny, don't you? When I'm telling you that you are not worthy, that your dignity is small, impotent and pathetic, that makes you hard. I like that. Go ahead. Use your two fingers. The smaller ones that will fit better the size of your tiny useless dicklet. I want you to put the head of your dicklet between your fingers, and I want you to slowly pull on your dicklet. Gentle. It's quite difficult to find it. We don't want to break it. The pathetic little thing. Come on, stroke it with your fingers, two fingers only. As I'm telling you what I believe about your small, useless dicklet, how small it is, not even hard enough. You can never make it very well, don't you? You have absolutely no control over it. Not only that, it's a big disappointment when you look at it, small and useless, but also, sometimes, you cannot keep it hard, not for long. Other times, it's very difficult not to ejaculate. Or sometimes it's impossible to ejaculate when you have to. It's definitely not working well, and you know it. Because you are a smart boy, and you know that you deserve to be denied, edged, and denied. There are other parts of your body which are more worthy of attention. Yes. Your nice mind, your personality. You're clever. I like that. I like when you smile. And I like when you lick my feet. when you worship my shoes. I like when I whip you, when I pull on your nipples and I make you scream. Oh, these things really make me wet. Something that your useless dicklet could never do. Denied. That's what you deserve. Forever and ever denied. Never allowed to go inside the wet, warm sanctum. No, that's not for you. That's not for small dick losers like you. You can be a winner only when you accept your place. A sex toy that will be always locked in chastity, denied, used in other ways. You like when I'm using you, when I make you my sex toy. When I inflict pain for my sadistic pleasures. When I humiliate you. Go ahead, edge for me. Realize that your dicklet will never get inside. Realize that I will never give you permission to look at me intimately. You will never be inside me, and you know it. You are not worthy. Fully denied, always denied. Go ahead, edge for me. Say it out loud. I don't deserve to be inside. I don't deserve to fuck. I don't deserve denied. I deserve to be denied. I am yours, matriarch. Say it. Look at your tiny little dicklet and say it. Say it out loud. Everything that you think about it. Say that you are my bitch. My cuckold little slut. My committing bitch. My whipping boy. My strap-on slut. My toilet and everything I want you to be. Denied, forever denied, and edged.